Okay, so, right, the last thing that we were talking about is, excuse me.
The blood on the two corners.
Very good. Right. Loi haya shoiver bo es haregel. So they wouldn't, when they start to skin the animal, right, in preparation for cutting it up and burning its various parts on the mizbeach, right, they would not break a leg. Right, what's the reason? Why is this important? It means that remember we said they hung the animal, what they do? They tie the animal
onto him,
right? and then they would hang it from the hook. Doing that can very easily break the animal's leg because of the weight that fell on it.
Struggling a lot.
The animal struggle, like he was struggling some. But the Gemara relate, the Mishnah has a say that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah, the last Mishnah Maaseh Sheni, and the Mishnah towards the end of Sota, which I'm sure Idan remembers very, very well, says Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Mevatel es bin, among a few things. He was Mevatel. What was he Mevatel?
Nokfe.
Few things.
Very good. You went straight to the right one. But he was Hevir Hodas Maishra Sarah, so he stopped them from doing Vidui Maishra. The Gemara in Sota says it's because they were giving, based on Tachanas Ezra, they were giving Maishra Rishon to Kohanim, and really meant to give him to a Levi. They say you can't say Begam Nesati V'Levi. Therefore, they can't be Mesad Vidui Maishra. Right? And Vitil Asam Urin. What are the Urin? The Urin are people who said, Ura Hashem, Lama Tishan Lanetach. Even though obviously the people were saying this were Chassidim, they didn't believe that God was sleeping. Chas v'shalom that God would sleep. That literally is a meaningless thing to say, unless you mamish, 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 koifer. And nevertheless, it was leading people to wrong ideas, therefore he stopped them from saying it. And bitel as a noikfin, what does bitel as a noikfin mean? So it means one of two things. Either they would do, they would cut the animal on the forehead before they shechted it, and the reason why they do so is because then the blood would flow into the animal's eyes, and then it wouldn't see the shechita coming, and it wouldn't struggle. And if that was what they were doing, he stopped them from doing it because it makes it look like it was shechting a barbom, right? Or alternatively, what they do is they will smack the animal on the forehead, right? And then the reason why he stopped them, and this also appears in Yerushalmi, and it really comes from a Tosefta, the reason why he would have stopped them doing that is because what happens if you smack an animal on the head? No, you've all heard of this machlokes before. All of the animal rights activists say you should stun an animal before shechita, and we pass, you don't stun an animal before shechita. Why?
Because of
mum's not a problem.
Trefa. Very good,
a trefa, right? There's a potential to cause the membrane, which protects the brain, there's a membrane between the skull and the brain, right? It's called krum shel merch. If it gets a hole, that's a trefa. That's what I said. Trefa, halacha lo beishu b'sinai. That is a trefa. Right? And therefore, right, he stopped them doing this because they were effectively being makor trefas, which is of course us. Right? And he was either gozer hadmai, or they didn't need to worry about dmai this time. Seder, there's a question in Yerushalmi exactly what happened there. Beseder, right? You know, did they struggle? Well, if you don't stun them and you don't cut their forehead, then the answer is yes, they do struggle, but that's exactly what the rings were for.
Yeah, right.
That would stop the animal from moving.
But now, yeah.
Okay. Right, so it says, so they didn't, when they were hung the animal up to skin it, they were careful not to break the legs. Ela noikvoi mitoich arkovoi, right, vesole boy. Basically, they would make a hole in the knees of the animal, and they would hang it from there. And the reason why is because that way you don't have, you know, if you think about the way your knee looks, right, or your arm for that matter, if you hang from it, right, so your arm can straighten out totally, right? Your knee, your leg actually cuts. Your leg almost totally straightens, but it doesn't totally straighten. Right, not easily, and if you hold it, if you hang weight from it, then it'll actually break the neck. It'll break bones.
Uh-huh. So
the weight of the animal pulls down too much.
So they wanted to break bones.
No, so they don't want to break bones, so they would make a hole in the flesh and put the hooks through there. That weight was being hung from the knees instead of hung from the feet.
That's not true.
What? The animal's already dead. Firstly, no. But secondly, the animal's dead already. We're rejected. We're skinning the animal already. Right, and that's what they would hang. And they would start from the top, and they would pull off the skin, right, until they reach the animal's chest. They would then cut off the head and give it straight to whoever was meant to bring it to the Mizbech. Chasach es ha-kiraim. They would cut off the, what are the kiraim?
Feet.
Sorry?
Feet.
The front legs. V'nasanan l'mishe zachbay, and they would then give it to whoever was zoiche. Marak es ha-efshet. So, merika means they finished it off. Right? They finished the skinning. Kora es ha-lev, and they would tear out the heart. Right, the hotzi es damo. Okay, and then they would take the blood out of the heart. What does it mean they would take the blood out of the heart?
Roast it.
Squeeze. That's how you're hecturing it. You have to rip it open. Right. Remember, the heart has four compartments.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they are full of blood. Normally, you don't have free flowing blood in your body. Right, the blood is in veins or, right.
Yeah.
Right. Two, as he done is correctly pointing out, there are two organs which can only be hectored using roasting. What are they?
Liver
and heart, right? And the reason why is because they've got so much blood in them, but they've got a lot of blood in them for different reasons. The liver's got a lot of blood in it just because all the blood happens to pass through the liver, but the liver basically acts as a filter to pull out whatever poisonous substances, you know, have you been over the course, which you'd be surprised at how much there is, and I don't just mean because of modern processing or whatever. There's lots of things that our bodies don't want in it. So the liver filters out any toxins from the blood, right? And so the liver happens to be full of blood, and the reason why you need to roast it is because that's the only way to get the blood out. Salting actually doesn't get out enough blood, right? On the other hand, the heart, imki, the live blood in the liver, is considered damivarim. It's the blood which is, I mean, definitionally, it's in the avarim, right? It's absorbed in an organ, and therefore it is actually only asumi derabanan. But even so, I'm not sure that you have to get it out in its entire or as much as possible, and therefore you roast it until it's like dry.
That's the heart.
Okay, so the heart, you have to. Rashi says we sold things before roasting, but there, I don't want to into the details of Hilchos Melicha right now. Right? The heart, you have to tear first, because in addition to the fact that obviously it's got a lot of blood in it because it's the heart, right? It's got compartments that are full of blood. Right, and that blood is asumi haTorah, so you're going to have to actually tear it open to pull that blood out if you want to eat a heart.
So you tear it out with
Tomis? So here, we're not worried about, we don't need to hechsher it because are you going to eat anything from the Korban Tomis? No, why not? Very good. So you're not allowed to eat anything. But we don't want to. We need to get rid of the blood, so you need to tear open the heart to get out the blood. Right? Then it says, they would. Oh, sorry, the crayon with the rear legs? My bad. The crayon with the rear legs. I got mixed up. Right? Chasach has yadayin in the front legs, and they would top of the front legs with Nasanon, they would give it to whoever was meant to carry them. Remember, it's one person for each limb. Right? So there's two people carrying the front legs, two people carrying the back legs, right? Allah la regel hayemanis. So he would top or chop off the front. There are too many limbs here. Just a minute. I'm confused. I'm just translating. I'm not translating something correctly.
Yeah, dime the ends of the legs.
The feet.
Maybe that's it. But they would cut off the feet afterwards. Yeah, that's probably it. I was right. I think I was right the first time. The kraim are the front legs. My apologies. My apologies for the confusion. The yadayim are when they were chopping, because they're basically chopping the legs in half currently. Right? Al regal yonis. He would get to the right rear leg. Chasacha. He would chop it off. And not only mishasacha, but I would give it to everyone's going to carry it. The bays based on the animal's testicles with that leg. Okay? Kira'oi. Right? Right, he would then. What does Kero? What's he tearing?
Inside.
Sorry?
The legs? Or maybe like the stomach?
Oh, yeah. But you can do easily now that the right leg is missing.
And there's no skin.
What's he doing now?
But he basically tore open the animal to get to the internal organs.
And there's no skin also, so they probably miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. So it says, Kira'ayim, and inside, Kulo'i Golev, and then you can see everything that's inside the animal. Right? Not Talasa Pader, and Asaloi, Al Beisa Shkita, Al Beisa Shkita Saroish, Mila, Maila, he took out the pader. The pader is it's chilev. I would say we should go. Right, some of the forbidden fats. Right, there are forbidden fats and permitted fats in an animal.
Shuman.
Sorry?
Isn't there a chilev and a shuman or something like that?
Very good. The difference in chilev and shuman is
you could eat shuman, you can't eat chilev.
Yes, but there is in fact no difference, right? There's a really big problem, by the way. You hear about in this story about people who are getting chilev and shuman mixed up, and the reason why is because they were both fat, especially if they came from the animal's body.
Yeah.
Okay? Chilev ha-metzeh ha-kerev, chilev ha-metzeh ha-klayos. It's a chilev which is also in the Torah.
Isn't it also about that it's in the hindquarters or not?
Sorry?
Is it also when it's about the back of the animal?
The chilev
there?
Maybe there's also some chilev there, which is also, I'm trying to remember the pasuk. Could be on me. It could be I'm leaving one out. Could be another one. Anyway, definitely our care of a chayos. Oh, you're saying you're not sure. Right, it's an animal's stomach and the animal's kidneys. Where are we up to? Fine, and they would put it on the neck where they shafted the animal originally. Not al etzah karavayim. Then he would take out the internal organs and asanon leshmiyakachba, and he would give them to whoever has to carry them. Lahadichon. They have to be soaked. They have to be washed off. No, because they're disgusting and covered in blood. V'hakeres madichin oisa beveisa madichin. The keres. What's the keres? Very good. The animal stomach. They would then, they would literally dunk it in a trough full of water, right? Madichin oisa kol tzorach, and they would rinse it off. We're not talking about a ceremonial dip in the water. We're talking about really rinsing it off properly. Vekravayim and the other organs. Madichin oisa nsholish pa'amim b'miutan al shulchonos. They wouldn't take them to this gigantic trough that was specifically for washing off internal organs. They would take the other internal organs just to one of these marble tables that we've been hearing about, right? And they would dip them only three times because they didn't have as much blood, so there wasn't as much of a necessity to actually clean it.
Mm-hmm.
Not all es asakin. Then he would take the knife. Vehifrish esare would cut out the lung. Min hakaved from there. You cut the lung off from the liver because they're actually next to each other.
Are you doing this special because I'm
here? I thought that you were able to. Firstly, this is recorded. But secondly, I hope you. I would have hoped by now you'd be able to cope, given what you've done. Not fine. The etzba hakaved min hakaved, and an organ called the etzba kaved. What's the etzba kaved mistama?
The appendix.
What?
The appendix.
No, that's attached to the intestine, not to the liver.
Pancreas.
That's also not attached to the liver. Gallbladder. What? Gallbladder. Very good. The gallbladder is attached to the liver, and it actually looks like a finger coming off the liver. So they would cut it off. And even though he cut it off, he would leave it there, like sort of attached. He would cut it a little bit, but he wouldn't fully touch it. No cave es hachazeh. He would then make another hole in the animal's chest. And he would give it to whoever was meant to carry it to the mizbeach. Allah le doifin yamos. He would then reach the right side of the rib cage. Right, that's where we're up to. He would cut it off until the spinal cord. Until it's fine. V'loya yamagriya megeya l'shidra'ad shemagiya levein beiz tzla'is dakos. And he wouldn't...
Okay.
He wouldn't touch the spine at all until he came to between two thin tzla'is ribs. Right? I think that what it means is, as in... My understanding is the way your ribcage looks, right, is that you have the smallest bones down here, right, the biggest ones up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the animal is true as well. So basically, when he got to the last two ribs at the bottom, he would cut down between them, and that's when he would get down to the spine, and he would cut like this. You understand?
Not really.
Like, as in, he would cut along. He would be cutting out the rib cage from above, by separating from the flesh above, and then he would go down. Then I think that, and that's how he would reach the spine.
Okay.
Right.
I think that's what
must
mean.
Get the spine without doing that.
I don't know if this is. I don't think it's because you want to keep the rib cage mostly intact, but you want to have it as one piece. I suspect is the reason. But I don't know the exact reason why I would do it like this. There's not like drushes for every single one of these. It's like I said, a lot of it's a tier of what they actually did. Why is that? I mean, there is a rule that you're not meant to. The pasuk says, so you're not meant to cut it to smaller than its organs, right? You're not meant to cut up the organs into smaller bits. How you decide what counts as an organ and what doesn't?
You're
throwing it
at you had to cut up an animal in this exact order today.
I'm sorry?
You had to cut up an order in this exact order, like stomach, colon.
Why would they do that?
Do you want to do it practical?
No, I don't know about you. Chop the. Oh, I mean, if you had
demonstration.
I don't really know if they have any minute. If there's any minute to cut up call in this way, I don't have
heard
of it.
Are you allowed to? Like, is it not?
Oh, I think so. I mean, if you mamish make a lechol davar like they did in the mikdash, it might be near a kashoyach of kodesh b'chutz. But otherwise, just cutting it up in a particular way. You have to cut up an animal anyway, and you're only going to end up cutting up more because you're going to have to. You know, I don't think like a cow's thigh is a very large thing. It's not. That's not a steak. That's 10 steaks. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of had that reaction as well, actually. Anyway, tov. Okay. Chasacha unesana lemishuga shazachba and veakavit luyaba, and he would cut that off and give it to whoever was going to be carrying it, and the liver is hanging from that flesh. Ba loy la geira, would reach the animal's geira. Is I think the stomach. What?
It's savar.
Oh, achla. Thank you very much. That's apparently. Oh no, it's the windpipe. It's the esophagus. Hiniach ba shtei sa'os mikan vebeis sa'os mikan. He would leave two ribs around, or two bones which protect it. There are bone. There are these really cart. We know it's not really bone. It's cartilage, which protects it, which prevents it from getting squeezed. Right around it. He would cut it out and give it to was meant to carry it. And the kane, what's the kane? The windpipe, the trachea, yeah. And the heart and the lungs are hanging. Okay, note. Very, very important Mishnah for something completely different. There is a Gemara in Chulin which articulates the following fascinating halacha, which I'm going to give over just because I think it's really, really interesting. But there is an Isser for a Goy to eat Eber Menachai, right? Okay. There is an Isser for a Jew to eat Eber Menachai. Are they the same Isser?
No.
Why? And don't just say because I asked the question.
No, Mifarcheset.
What?
Mifarcheset.
What? Explain what you mean.
So if the animal's twitching but not fully dead, then a Jew can eat it. Because it just needs shchita, but not just wait for it to be dead.
Meaning, what is shchita for us?
The killing of the animal.
No. The action of slicing.
Enough to eat, machshir to eat.
Very good. Shchita is a matir midei erev menachai. Shchita has two effects. Firstly, it's matir midei erev menachai. Secondly, it's the only way of killing the animal which doesn't lead to neveva. Those may be linked or may not. Right? Now, I mean, also Miliki in the Mikdash doesn't lead to Neveva, obviously, right? But in full, and it does. At least Laman Damar, we don't do Miliki on birds, which we don't. We just get on birds. Now, there is an interesting Mara. Idan articulated one difference between Eber Menachai for a Goy and for a Jew, right? Mefarcheses. We pass in that you need a Mefarcheses. I mean, at least if you had some way of getting the blood out, right? Or maybe, you know, according to those opinions that you can just put raw meat in your mouth, so you could, you know, chop a piece of meat and stick it in your mouth, if you were so inclined. You know, Gemara says, the Alexandrian nation, Datum Gassim, actually used to do this, apparently. Not cut it off in Mechazes, but they used to eat raw meat. Okay. The... Another nafkamina is actually telling this question. When you shecht an animal, right, you're cutting what? What do you cut? Rov shtayim, meaning trachea, right? So you cut off what connects alpidin, the lungs and the heart to the body. Therefore, if an animal is shechted, then the lungs and the heart will forever be ever been a chai for a guy, because they're already separated from the body, but the animal takes a few more seconds to die. Somewhere between 8 and 15 seconds, depending on how big the animal is. This is an explicit marker.
Right?
Once it was cut off from an animal while the animal was alive, then it remains ever in a chai forever. So for a goy who doesn't have the matir shchita, it's ever in a chai. For a Jew who does have the matir shchita, it's not.
Eating a heart in ever.
You can eat a heart.
Well, so we can't sell non-Jews meat because it's lifnei ever.
You can if it's not heart or lungs.
You can't sell heart or lungs to a non-Jew.
You should certainly not sell hashechted heart or lungs to a goy. Because it's Eirim Nechai for a guy. And the Meiri, like I said, the Meiri explains it exactly like I just said. Because the animal is, the Meiri on the Gemara already says it. Because the animal is still alive after Shchita. Not for long, but still alive for a while. And for us, the Shchita is an Shmater Eirim Nechai. For a guy, Shchita is an act which kills the animal. So you have to wait for the animal to actually be dead before the animal is in fact dead.
But once it's dead, why can't it eat the heart?
Because it was cut off while the animal was alive. Whereas an Eirim Nechai stays an Eirim Nechai forever, it doesn't matter if the animal then dies. Like if you chop off an animal's leg, you can't eat it just because the animal died.
Oh.
Right? Okay. Stam, like I said, a very interesting halacha that's totally in this Mishnah. But loyla geira, so he reaches the geira, which is the throat. He niacha, which is the rich throat. I'm sorry.
The dolphin
has small. He niach ba shtei, he reaches the left side animal there. He leaves two small bones for above, right? Two small bones at the bottom, as we discussed, exactly like he did on the right hand side. And just like he did on the right side, says the Mishnah. Therefore, he would leave two at the top, two at the bottom on both sides, right? Therefore, there are eight bones totally leaving from the ribs. But like I said, not all of them are actually bones. Some of them are really cartilage. Right, the ones around the neck, for example, are actually cartilage. He would chop it off and give it to whoever's meant to carry it. And then the spine would be with the left side of the ribs. The troll was hanging from it. What's the troll again? I don't remember what the troll. Troll was to be I don't remember what the tchol is. I don't want to take a guess because I don't remember exactly what it was. Look it up. Spleen. There you go. The spleen was hanging from it. Thank you. Where are we? And that the left side was big, right? It was bigger. Physically was bigger. Why? Because it has the spleen, it has the spine. But nevertheless, we call the right side big because it has the covid, which is a bigger organ. But loyla okits, you reach. What's the okits? I'm sorry? The tail.
Okay.
It's not the elia.
So the elia is a bit of fat that's around, so it's at the base of the tail. Right? the etzba kaved and the gallbladder, uveis klayas amoy and the two kidneys with it. Not also regular smallness. Finally, he would take the left leg, chasacha, and he would chop it. And nasan lemishazachba, give it to whoever was meant to carry it. Nimso kulan oimni bishura veivarimid. I mean, they would be standing in a line, holding all the limbs of the animal.
2000
Let's just finish this little bit, right? Harishain Berosh Overegel, the first one has a head and a leg, a Rosh Bimino Vechot Moiklapis Roo. He would have the head in his right hand, and the nose of the animal would be pointed towards the face of the animal, pointed towards his arm, right? Karnav Benef Spaisav, with the and down. So that means that he'd be holding it like this, the horns on either side of his hand, right? And the head facing inwards, right? The neck would be above. Vehapader nasun aleya, and the chelav basically was put above that. Haregel shel yamin bismol, the right leg in his in the right hand would be in his left hand. Uveis oran la chutz. Then the place that they originally started skinning the animal would be facing outwards. That's what Beis Oran means. Right? Hasheni, the second person, Bishtei Yadav, right, would have things in two hands. Shel Yamin, Bimino, Bishel Smol, Bishmol. They would have the two feet, right, one in each hand, right, but right in the right hand, the left in the left hand. Oveis Oro Lachot, and again they would cut all the way down the leg, right. So the bit where they start skinning the animal from is also there. So that would be facing outwards. Hashlishi beoketz of a regel, the tail and the tail and leg. Haoketz bimino, the tail in the left, in the right hand, and elia medildeles beinetz beisav. And this like last bit of the tail would be hanging out along with the organs that are hanging front. Beetz bakavet shtei klayosimo, and the gallbladder and the two kidneys with it. Haregel shall small, and the left hand, left leg in its left hand. Uveitz arolchutz, and again the cut from the original skinning would be facing outwards. Right.
There's a lot to hold in one hand.
Two.
Yes.
So, anything. Haravi, the fourth person, Bechazev Agira, with the chest and the throat. Right? Hachazev Bimino, the Chazev, the chest in his right hand, and Agira, the throat in his left hand. It's La'isav Bein Shtei Yadav, and it's the ribs from the throat would be between his two hands. Hachamishi Beshtei Tfanos. Between two fingers, I'm sorry. What did I say? Oh, my apologies. Two fingers, right? Hachamishi Beshtei Tfanos. The fifth one would have the two sides of the animal, the two sides of the ribs, shalimin v'imino, the right in the right hand, the left in the left hand, or v'isar on the chutz, and again, the bit where they cut for the original skinning would be facing outside. Hashishi b'kra avayim hanasunim b'vezech. Right, the sixth would have the organs, but he would be carrying them in a dish, because otherwise it's just not going to work. Right? And we're talking about meters of tubing, literally. Slimy tubing, you know?
Yeah.
The legs would be above them, not from above. Hashvi besoles, the seventh would be carrying the soles. Hashmini bechavisim. Somehow I remember that each person. I think it's not like this. I have a memory that each person would only carry one thing, not two. As I mentioned it before, I will blinator look it up and get back to you about that tomorrow.
Isn't
it all in Yoma?
Yes.
Lists of
people carrying organs?
Yeah. Hashvi the seventh would carry the souls for the mincha, Hashmini bechavisim, the eighth would carry the mincha's chavisim, Hachi beyain, the ninth would carry the nisach hayain, Halchu v'nasanom, michatzi kevesh olamata b'maravai, and they would go to the bottom half of the ramp on the western side, or melachum, and then they would add salt to it. Why do they need to add salt?
Salt up the blood somewhere?
No.
Preserve it?
I'm sorry? Very good. Every korban has a velkol korban chatak rib melach. It's exeris chasuk. Right? V'yardu, and then they would get down, uva'u lahen lishkas agazis l'kroyis eshma, and then they would come to lishkas agazis, where the Sanhedrin is, to read Shema.
What time? Starting is before Mishayake.
The longest Mishnah ever.
The hair of
Pei Mesra. I don't know exactly how this corresponds to Mishayake. It's around the same time. I don't know exactly if it's
because they might be saying Shema quite late in the morning compared to the earliest time. As in they do upload it before Shema.
Yeah.
In terms of Islam.
Oh, no, we know that Moran Brockway says they said Shema before they could, before Zman.
Oh, so they said Shema again?
What?
But they said Shema before Zman?
Yeah.
If it's not, the Lishkara Gazit Shema or the Shema, like they said Shema.
I think it's the Lishkara Gazit Shema.
It's before the fourth Zman.
I think so.
Before Zman Shema, you mean, or before
Zman Krishma? Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, as in, I thought you meant.
So then, the answer to the question, it has to be before Mishiyak here.
Right. Oh, before Mishiyak here.
This is only happening before Mishiyak here.
So here, Ben Israel is significant before because they're doing all this. So it's like a lot of work. Yes. Even did quickly.
I mean, they very practiced.
Yeah, still. It must have been filthy by the end.
Yeah, I always wondered about that. With all the beautiful big hunter you which are white, you'd wonder how they survived this sort of treatment.
Yes. But on a smart, whatever it's called, cover.
But then they're not.
No, really they can't.
It's like,
you can't add you then number of the blood, you can't add anything to the big hunter. I don't know. Just quickly before you go, I want to make a plug for something important. Yesterday, the OU and NYU Torah started a Nach Yomi. It's a parakhatai.
A what?
Nach Yomi. It's a parakhatai. You finish within 2 years.
Roughly how long is it?
Something that's not so clear.
Oh, how long is the shir? I think it's like 10 minutes or something.
Oh, wow.
It's Shabbat. It's worth doing.
The shir look good?
I don't know. I didn't listen to them, but the guys who give it a good. The guys who give it a good. So
Nach Yomi. Pretty cool. That's been 2 years.